This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Good morning. Welcome to Kingdom Pursuits. We're very excited that you're joining us today. We are loaded for bear, we think. We have got Sergeant Mike McGraw. He's a 30-year police veteran, and he's the author of Call to Higher Duty, or Higher Call to Duty, I should say. Welcome, Sergeant.
Good morning, Robbie.
It's great to have you on. I met Sergeant McGraw at the NRB, and he's written this fabulous book that we're going to get to in a minute. But his story, although sounds tragic, in so many different ways, Mike, you know, God's used it for such a time as this, maybe.
Yeah, he has. I've been pretty blessed to have my testimony, but I don't think I would have stood in line for it.
No.
I was a cop for 31 years, Santa Barbara Police Department, and during that time, I spent about half my career working major crimes, so that was homicides, robberies, sex crimes, kind of the worst of the worst of. And as a first responder, you know, I realized quickly that when you're in a profession that deals with other people's traumas and traumas of your own out in the streets or in the cases that we work, that that's going to affect you in a big way. And it was about 20 years of my career that I did not know the Lord. I grew up, had a pretty good life as a kid, and went to college and then got on the police department. But I quickly realized that that the job began to take its toll on me in ways that I would never really expect.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that, believe me, the whole story, but you can imagine, you know, kind of what some first responders are going through right this minute. But we have also with us today Michael Austin. And Michael is with Christian History Magazine, and their publication that they're just now releasing is so timely as well. It's called How Christians Founded Healthcare and Hospitals. Welcome, Michael.
Well, thank you, Robbie. Great to be with you this morning.
Oh, we've had Michael on several times, and I really think that I don't know that I've ever seen a you know, your magazine for this particular time seems more timely than I've ever seen any. I mean, it's amazing how much hope it brings me to see what Christians have done with plagues over the years.
Absolutely, and I need to correct something, because I wish they were so smart to actually have just released this. But this issue is issue 101, 101, and it came out about 7 years ago. However, it was the editor's comment that really got my attention, because he was aware of the danger of pandemics at that time. Of course, this is not something new. This is something that has happened before. All of the issues of Christian History Magazine are timely, and that's what one of the things I love about it.
Yes.
Is that
it's sort of evergreen, right?
There you go.
And by the way, if you know, this is not complicated for anybody who wants to go to kingdompursuits.com, you know, the link to that particular article or that particular magazine with all those articles is right there. You can just click on it and you can get that particular issue that Michael's talking about, as well as Sergeant McGraw's book. If you're listening, you want to hear the whole story, or you want to, and I hope you do, want to get the whole book. Of course, we want to give away one of those books. But, you know, after all that speaking of healthcare, you know what I'm saying? So speaking of healthcare, we're getting ready to play their music so that I can play. There we go. Speaking of healthcare.
I changed it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is new. I went to the doctor, you know, because people kept telling me I was a real card. Can you imagine that, Beth Ann?
You're a card. You're an ace.
So naturally, I picked a cardiologist. You know, that would be the kind that you would pick, right, Michael?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the reception told the receptionist, she told me to have a seat. The doctor would deal with me in a minute, you know, being the card that he... He really wasn't accepting new patients, but he would give me a shot. You know what I'm saying? So in order to stack the deck, they put me on the cardboard, and they weren't playing any games. At this particular cardiologist, as you might guess, they took every form of credit card. You knew that was coming, didn't you? Yeah, there you go. So at the end of all those shenanigans, you knew I would actually have a riddle that you could call in and win today. You can win Mike's book, The Higher Call to Duty. So here is the actual riddle. In the book of Acts, who was the doctor of the law, who neither wore scrubs nor lawsuits? He didn't wear either. In the book of Acts, that's in the Bible, who was the doctor of the law who wore neither scrubs nor lawsuits? And if you can guess that riddle, Beth Ann or Johnny, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, my goodness, Robbie. Let me tell you what everybody could win. This is exciting. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. It is a copy for your very own of A Higher Call to Duty, the unimaginable true life story of Sergeant Mike McGrew as told to Sarah Bush. That could be yours.
It could. All you have to do is call 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH if you're digitally gifted. And tell us in the book of Acts, who was the doctor of the law who wore neither scrubs nor lawsuits, as you might guess. So, you know, at the end of all those shenanigans, we would get back to Sergeant. You were sharing your story. And before we get further into that, I'm really curious. I'm sure you still have a lot of connections with the police force, a lot of trauma going on right now in that area. Can you kind of give us an on-the-ground feel of what's going on?
Yeah, right now, I'm also part of a program called the At Ease International. Started that up for it's emotional support for first responders. So, you know, this is a time where the folks who have always done a difficult job are doing even more of a difficult job just because of the risk to themselves and then also to their families as well. Being a first responder, it's typical to go out and have to put yourself in harm's way, but when you know that you could be exposing yourself to something that can actually affect your family as well, that's another thing. And then also just the fear and the anxiety that's in the community and just being that pillar to try to bring peace and just calm people down. You know, it's just made the job that much more difficult in a lot of different ways. We're also helping the emergency room doctors and nurses and staff right now in our area. And this is something that, you know, they've always been on the front line. I think that they haven't been recognized as that, but we recognize them, you know, as brothers and sisters and first responders a long time ago. Because of the things that they face. But right now they are really on the front line. They're dealing with some traumatic situations. They're dealing with a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
But we're offering that support to just keep them in the fight right now.
And Michael, what's really amazing was that back in Rome, the way I understand it, you know, they would just throw people out in the street that were sick, right?
That's right. Yeah. That was a common way to eliminate people as well.
So we're going to find out how the church came to the rescue back then and opportunities for us to come to a rescue right now. And you to figure out what doctor was a doctor of the law when we come back on Kingdom Pursuits. So much more coming up. Stay tuned. I think you're going to find a lot of this just mind-blowing. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so blessed to have with us today Sergeant Mike McGraw, a 30-year police veteran and author of A Higher Call to Duty, as well as Michael Austin with Christian History Magazine. And their issue that was number 101 that came out a few years ago was just unbelievably timely about what we're going to talk about today is how Christians founded healthcare and hospitals. And when we left our hero, Michael, we were talking about that in an interesting kind of way, it was that pandemic of Rome at the time that really helped launch the church.
It did. You know, there was an amazing phenomenon going on and at that time. We're talking about around 250 in that range, a couple of hundred years after our Christ, our Savior, walked on this earth. And what was happening, much to the chagrin or much to the violation of Roman society, was that people were actually drawn to and attending Christian fellowship. Probably wouldn't call it church at that time, but a lot of home churches, a lot of Christians in the society. This is before Constantine, when Christians are still persecuted. It's illegal to be a Christian. But people are flocking to Christian fellowship. Why? Because they're actually getting healed of their ailments, and they're being loved, and they're being served, and they're being joined with others and experiencing the Holy Spirit. All kinds of things are happening. And of course, the Roman authorities were not happy about that. And so that was one other, you know, contributed to the persecution of Christians. But isn't that what we're seeing today as well? That the Christians are persecuted. And we're seeing that more and more today in our society. And this is a good example of a situation that comes up when the Christians don't run away from danger, they run to it. And I just want to commend our brother that's with us this morning for what he does and what he's gone through, and these wonderful people at our hospitals and clinics, and also at our precincts and our police offices. They are serving the community. They are the ones that are in the front line, and may God bless them and protect them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sergeant, that's kind of what you lived, that trauma of not running from danger but running to it. It took a toll. When you getting back to your story a little bit, that these people are taking a huge toll right now.
Yeah, and they're good. They're good at what they do. They're good at going into the fight. It's when they are not in the fight that I think just a lot of the emotions start to hit people. So, you know, when you're out there responding to emergency situations, or you're dealing with things firsthand, I believe God just gives you that wisdom for that situation. But it's time when we are not doing that, when we go home or we try to process what we've been doing, that, you know, for me, it's just really important to just stay in prayer. And, you know, for a lot of years, I didn't know the Lord, so I didn't have a place to put my burdens down. But once I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I then had a place where I could take all those pressures, take all those stresses, and just lay it down at the foot of the cross, and just find that peace to get back into the fight the next day.
Right. But that was a hard road. And maybe you can go ahead and start to share how that actually happened for you.
Well, as I said, I was in a job that dealt with probably the worst thing that anybody could ever see. And I know that I did that job on days because I didn't want my neighbors to have to do what I was doing and see what I was seeing. But, you know, it started to create an isolation for me, and it started to affect my family life. It you know, I lost two marriages. And then right about the same time, my youngest son got diagnosed with, he was 12 years old when he got diagnosed with bone cancer. And so that really flipped my world upside down. And, you know, I was always the guy that was supposed to fix everybody's problems and deal with everybody else's issues. But now I had something on my hands that I had no control over. You know, I just didn't know what to do at that place. People talked to me about the Lord and talked to me about the comfort, you know, at that time, but I still was just kind of angry about everything that was happening. But it was later on in that journey that I did come to the Lord. I met my current wife, and she took me, our very first date was to a Chris Tomlin concert. And it was there that the pastor that spoke just really hit me with a message. And that message was so clear that, you know, what I was doing wasn't working, and that there was peace, that there was hope. And so I just wanted that. I wanted to have that. And once I gave my heart to God, then things changed for me. And, you know, it was a couple of years later that my son did die. He fought the cancer for 6 years, and when he was 18 years old, he passed away. And that was a big hit. But I can go back and I can look and see how God was there for me. He took care of every single detail, and he was so gentle with me. And probably the most painful thing that I'll ever experience. But he began to use that. And when I came back to work, I told God, I don't want to go to another dead child call. I don't want to go tell a family member that they lost a loved one. But that's all I did. It was all the calls that I was getting. I was working patrol at the time. I was a sergeant. So I had to respond to these situations. But I now knew that I was standing on that doorstep of those people's homes and their biggest tragedy, and that they could look into my heart and see that I knew their pain. But they'd also look at me and go, how are you making it through it? Why are you still standing? You know, and it gave me this opportunity just to point to God. So I saw how God used that entire situation for good, and he still is to this day. I mean, I'm able to, you know, I have comfort. I know that my son's with the Lord. I know that this isn't over. I'll get to see him again. But I also know that while we're here, you know, God will use our tragedies. And he'll use them in a big way to help other people.
Yeah, that's and Michael, as I think back to Rome in 200, like the Romans had no compassion. I mean, they actually literally didn't take care of their own family members. They put him out in the street to die.
Yes, it's horrifying. I just want to thank the sergeant for the testimony. What a powerful testimony, and thank you so much for sharing that. you mentioned, Robbie, in 251, a plague began in the Roman Empire. It lasted 15 years. Can you imagine being in the situation that we are in now, lasting 15 years? Not only were the Romans callous, of course, pagan, did not know the Lord, ruthless, but they had very little means to correct, to help, to assist in healing. Most of it had to do with what they were learning in warfare. Lifespan was very short. We can't, I don't think we can imagine the worldview and the lifestyle at that time. They were very promiscuous. They were the antithesis of the you mentioned earlier, you know, when I got up this morning, I put on my lawsuit, and I I do that every morning because we are in a battle, and we were given, we have this legacy, this incredible awareness of living clean. The Old Testament is filled with teaching that sadly most of us ignore these days. We have so much incredible science and technology that we think we're immune. We can do whatever we want. But I think that we have another occasion to go back. You know, our Heavenly Father reminds His people time and time and time again in the Old Testament, and it continues in the New Testament as well. After all, our Savior gave us the elements, the wine and the bread, to do what? To remember Him. And who is He? He is the Word. And so our Father wants us to remember His Word, and He gave His people this consciousness of living a clean life, being modest, being chaste. And lo and behold, here we are in 2020?
Yeah, it is. It is, but it's also break time, so we got to go to that. So, you know, I know you're out there, and you know this doctor that wore neither scrubs or lawsuits in the Book of Acts. So you need to call us 866-348-7884. I can't believe I'm going to stump the panel. We got so much more, Sergeant Mike and Christian History Magazine's coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Michael Austin with Christian History Magazine with their issue, How Christians Founded Healthcare and Hospitals, as well as Sergeant Mike McGraw, a 30-year police veteran and author of A Higher Call to Duty. But we have this riddle that has not been riddled about. In the Book of Acts, who was the doctor of the law who neither wore scrubs or lawsuits? And we have Donna is in Yadkin County, still allowed to be around. And since you're in Yadkin County, Donna, you can still be out of the house till Monday.
Yeah, how about that? I've still got to work, though, so I'll be out.
I understand. I know there's a lot going on. So, Donna, do you know who this character was that didn't wear any lawsuits?
I believe it was the Apostle Paul.
Well, you know, that is a great answer. I love that answer because he certainly was a doctor of the law, and he certainly didn't wear scrubs or a lawsuit. So, you know, you're absolutely right. Not exactly who the Book of Acts mentioned was a doctor of the law, but no doubt he was. He was all that stuff. In fact,
I couldn't look it up for sure, so I wasn't sure.
That's okay. That's okay. He kind of studied around the guy that I was thinking about, but there's no doubt you're still right, absolutely right. And so we're going to send out the sergeant's book to you, and I'm so grateful for you. And would you have any word for our guests that maybe you were thinking, a question you might have?
Well, I don't really have a question. I just know that I've got a friend in myself, and the Lord showed us, we believe both individually, that these storms are going to come. And there's no doubt that, you know, God shows us things sometimes in a special way so that we won't be fearful. And I'm glad He uses the church in many ways. I think that there's times when He can use us in hospital settings and medical settings, as well as doing His work through the Holy Spirit. So, you know, I appreciate Him putting that out there in the book. I'm really looking forward to reading it. I really am.
Wonderful. Thank you, Donna. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep on going. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, that was the only copy I had of A Higher Call to Duty. However, I have a whole prize vault of books. If you think you know the other answer, you're welcome to call us at 866-348-7884-866-34-TRUTH. Well, getting back to Sergeant McGraw, Sergeant, You know, your story didn't, because I happen to know, because I've talked to you at the NRB at length.
Sure.
You know, stuff just kept coming. In other words, a lot of people think once they come to Christ, you know, everything's going to be good. But it appears that for all, you know, there's other work that he's got to do, and there's various trials that continue to come your way.
Yeah, he builds us up day by day, and you know, I noticed that, yeah, things still came my way. I dealt with another, my older son became involved in a pretty bad drug addiction that he has struggled with for lots of years. And, you know, that was another place. I likened it to the cancer battle with my younger son, because, it was something that I had no control over. But it was also, you know, what the Lord was teaching me was to trust him in a way that was very hard to do, where I had to trust him with my son. Instead of me being the one fixing problems, I had to trust that the Lord was going to deal with this situation, and that the Lord loved my son, because I know he does even more than I do, although I love him a lot. So things kept happening. I got hit with cancer as well about 4 years ago, and I was cancer-free until just recently it came back. So I've been dealing with stage 4 cancer, but I have peace, you know. And I think as God builds us up and he uses us, you know, we can have peace in the midst of things that we never ever expected that we could have, and we can also have his strength too. And so it's something that's been motivating for me, because I realize that every moment's special. The things that he has me doing right now in the different programs and ministries that I'm working with, you know, there's no time to waste. And everything really, really, really has an importance to it. So, you know, God just gives us that clarity as we go through trials. And I think as this pandemic hits the world, people are going to view things differently as well. They're going to realize how fragile life can be.
Go ahead.
But it's also a place where people's eyes are opening up spiritually, because I'm having conversations with people and first responders that never looked at God before. But you get something like this that happens, and all of a sudden they're starting to wonder, okay, well, what's happening? You know, why do you have this peace that you can walk with, you know, just that confidence right now when other people can't? So Michael was talking about how people are drawn to Christians right now because of the pandemic, and he's right. You know, I mean, we are that light, and we're loving too. You know, it's you know, we love everybody. We want to be there for everybody, but we know that we're serving a good God, and that's what, you know, that's what really helps me to get through things.
And I'm a cancer survivor myself, and I remember one time David Jeremiah, when he was going through bone marrow transplant and that kind of stuff, that he got an email from a listener that talked about how much more powerful his messages were after he got cancer. But the message had been pre-recorded. So, you know, what the listener was hearing was before he got cancer, but what he was seeing, and I think it's very, very clear, that I really hadn't seen before, that is when something like that is going on in your life, your message becomes more powerful. And you know, that's, you know, that's a big part of what's going on. So the good news is we have Angela is in Burlington, and she too wants to take a run at this doctor who was not wearing scrubs or lawsuits. So we got Angela is in Burlington. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Robbie. It's so good to hear your voice. I think it was Gamaliel. I'm not sure the pronunciation.
Me either.
Gamaliel, Acts 5:34.
You're exactly right, Angela. And so, as you've been listening to this morning's show, how about you? Is there something that strikes you about what's going on?
Well, I'd just like to offer a quick word of encouragement to everybody. I've got pieces of notebook paper floating around my apartment. I should put them all together in a journal, but I found one sheet from February, and this is a little bit of what it said. I have recently had two friends pass away within a few days of each other. It was a very sad time, but God gave me this phrase: God has a reason, God has a plan. Now, that was written on February 15th, and just recently he gave me a third phrase to go with that. God has a reason, God has a plan, God has it all in the palm of his hand. In other words, yeah. Don't be afraid. God's got it.
You're exactly right. Well said, Angela. God bless you.
Unfortunately, people are dying, and there are people who are very, very sick, but he can bring good out of it. I mean, maybe, like I've heard before, maybe this will bring people to God.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
So there is good that can come out of this.
Absolutely, Angela. God bless. Thank you for calling in today and for winning. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. We still have more from Michael Austin, Christian History Magazine, that we can learn a lot from history. And again, Sergeant McGraw, a higher call to duty. Aren't we all there? So stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have more poster children of that. Childs. We have Michael Austin with Christian History Magazine and their issue, How Christians Founded Healthcare and Hospitals, as well as Sergeant Mike McGraw, 30-year police veteran and author of A Higher Call to Duty. Of course, you can go to kingdompursuits.com. and get that episode, that issue absolutely free on Christian History Magazine, or you can order Mike's book. And as all new authors, it would just be absolutely wonderful if you would, you know, buy it and then give them a review on Amazon. I mean, that's awesome when they can be encouraged by, you know, having, you know, walked in a way God called them. So, Michael, you know, and with this segment's kind of short, but I wanted you to get in a few words about that article that we hadn't been able to get to.
Robbie, were you speaking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I broke up there for a moment.
That's okay. Do you want me to repeat the question? I was saying, do you want to give us a few words on what we didn't get to in that article today?
Well, actually, what I'd like to do is tell you a little quick insider story about this issue and about the founder of the magazine, Ken Curtis. Who was the producer of The Cross and a Switchblade. He was a documentarian filmmaker, realized that Christians don't know much about their history, and so he started this magazine. When he did that, that was back in 82, he had cancer. That took his life, but he was the reason that he made this the first issue. The magazine had been distributed by Christianity Today, and they took a few turns years back, and the property of the magazine came back to the original founder, Christian History Institute, and the first issue that Ken put out was this issue, 101 on healthcare and hospitals, because he was in a battle with cancer. He also produced a series of DVDs, Reflections. It's called Reflection Series with Ken Curtis, and it's Ken himself being interviewed and talking to the viewers. The first one focuses on the 23rd Psalm, the second one on the Lord's Prayer, and the third on Beatitudes. And because both the 23rd Psalm and the Lord's Prayer were such a big part of my testimony and my how the Lord found me. I made it my business to watch that those two, and of course the whole series. And what a blessing it is! It's a wonderful blessing, not only for people who have cancer, but also any other kind of malady or health issue. And so I just want to.
Yeah, that's a great word. Yeah, and
yeah,
Michael.
Timely.
Yeah, we don't have but a couple minutes left, and Michael, I wanted to. Sergeant Mike, I wanted to give you a chance to get in anything that you wanted to tell our listeners about your book that you're just can hardly wait till they read. Like, man, I can hardly wait till they read this chapter. I was so excited God gave me this. Is there something that like that along those lines in your book?
Well, it was prayerfully put together, so that, you know, it's hard to write a story on your life until you sit down and ask God, okay, what is it that you want me to share? And so there's a lot of things in there that I think will resonate with not just first responders, but with anybody. And it deals with, you know, struggles in family, struggles in health, struggles with grief, struggles with trauma. And, you know, and intermixed with that is also, you know, some police stories as well. So it's interesting at a lot of different levels. But the main focus on why I did that was to help other people get through tragedies, to get through traumas, to find hope in Christ, to know that, you know, everything that we do go through, God is going to use for good, and he's going to use it for a lot of people as well. So I'm just grateful to have that platform to share my life, and, you know, everybody's testimony is powerful, and you know, I just had the opportunity to do this, and so I'm just grateful that my story can help others.
And we're so grateful for your transparency and, you know, just calling it as it actually is. You know, sometimes the stories, they just don't look so pretty, but God, you know, that's the ones he really, you know, kind of does his best work. I mean, he did with me. I know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a mess without him. And so, you know, it's kind of like, wow, look what he did. So, I mean, absolutely beautiful. I happen to know Michael Austin, who is another one, right, Michael? Like, how did he make anything out of us?
He does miracles every day. Robbie, I just want to commend you for your show because, you know, the press these days are all occupied with other nonsense instead of educating the public. And I'm upset with them about how they're not really teaching people how to deal with this particular virus. But my brother, you're dealing with people's soul. And what a blessing. Thank you so much to be a part of it.
Oh, you guys are awesome, both of you. Thank you, Sergeant, for all your work. And we'll be in prayer for you with your battle in stage four. As Michael, this issue of Christian History Magazine, I think it's so critical that we understand how God can use these things. So thank you both. Now stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer. Pastor James is going to actually pray the 91st Psalm. It's awesome. And then Masculine Journey starts here. Now another tribute to Vinnie Menino. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Stay tuned.
This is the Truth Network.